Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello guys, this is Bear Talk, a podcast about design, technology, book reviews, and personal improvement. I'm your host, Bear Talk. Recently, I did my first UX public speaking this year. Actually, my first UX public speaking of all time. When I was invited to do the talk, I asked myself, what can I talk about UX? I'm also in the early stage of my UX journey, and there are not many advanced tips that I can share at this stage. So how can I share as an intermediate UX designer? So that's what I was thinking about when I got the invitation. Then I reflected on how I pivoted my career from a multimedia designer to a UX designer in a new country, New Zealand here, without local experience. I reflect, how did I do that? How I did at step by steps. Then I find out I did some research and I mapped out my strategy of onboarding, and it works. It worked. I got 2 permanent UX role offers and landed my US job at a multinational company. I shared my approach with other guys attended that event, and the approach I shared, which I called my UX roadmap on that event, and got a lot of positive feedback. So in this episode, I would like to share this approach to you. So this is a 4-step strategy. It not only working for applying for a UX role, but also works for applying for any technology related jobs. I do not guarantee that you can definitely land a job if you follow these 4 steps, but if you do, you will know where you are on your journey, and it will help you to keep calm when you're not there yet. These steps are knowledge, skill, portfolio, and community. I'll walk through them one by one. Let's start with knowledge. So knowledge is a big word. For the context here, knowledge means the principles, structures, and other high-level understanding you need to know about the subject. For example, if you want to become a UX designer, UX researcher, or other kind of UX people, knowledge here means the knowledge structure you need to know about UX design. For example, design thinking is a big chunk to bite if you would like to start your UX career. So this is something you need to know. Some knowledge you need to know as a UX designer. For this subject, UX is a big umbrella that covers many subjects, methodologies, and methods and principles. I don't think I can describe all of them in a single podcast. A great resource to check this knowledge is the topic index page of the Interaction Design Foundation. So that website, Interaction Design Foundation, is a non-profit UX educational organization which provides the best and affordable UX online courses for everyone. So I'm also learning courses on the website, and which is awesome. Okay. And for my personal experience, you can learn a lot knowledge by reading books. taking courses, reading articles, or listen to podcasts and watch online videos. Here are a few resources I recommend if you would like to start your UX journey. I tried all of the resources I recommend, and they helped me to find the direction of my career and helped me to build my knowledge structure. So let's start with books. I don't want to recommend too many books for you because I know recently, like for the people living now, well, we are too busy to read, right? But actually, if you want to learn some knowledge, reading is essential. And I only recommend 4 books, so it's not too much, which means these 4 books you need to read if you want to apply a UX job. So the first book, The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. So Lean Startup is a book about a business. So his book, Eric Ries, his book does a great job of demonstrating the success of user testing and lean experiment in product design. It will help you understand how UX design can be used effectively to help identify pain points and solve problems. So the Lean Startups is an essential book to read, and you will learn what MVP, okay, minimum viable product means exactly in this book. The second book, Lean UX by Jeff Goldfield and Josh Sadin. All right, another Lean book, right? We have two Lean. We have Lean in 2 books. So Lean UX, this is a really great book to read. So it gives you a framework on how to use UX technology, techniques in an agile workspace. So it is widely noted as one of the best resources on UX and agile as a working method. I share some of the method I've learned from the book at my UX interview, and I literally saw the sparkle in the hiring manager's eyes. So yeah, this book is a must read. Another book, Sprint, which also called the Google Design Sprint. Okay, it was written by Jack Knapp. So Sprint is written by Jack Knapp, who was at Google Ventures. He shows you how they use design sprint to effectively understand problems, ideate, and be ready to test. So this is a 5 days work frame. But actually, the steps are quite similar as design thinking. So today's workspace in terms of UX strategy is probably a combination of Lean UX and design sprints. So this book is quite vital to you, to your UX career. So these 3 books was recommended by me and also my manager, which is, yeah, something you definitely need to read. Another book, I highly recommend this book, Design of Everyday Things by Don Norman. So Don Norman is the grand old man in the UX field, one of the pioneers and UX leaders of all time. This book was published around 30 years ago and revealed some critical principles for product design and UX design. It might not improve your UX performance immediately, but it can shape your cognition about UX design and on a fundamental level. So it's a book that you must read for your long-term UX career journey. Yep, only 4 books, which means you can read it like in 2 months. Yeah, I definitely recommend. If you want to find a UX job, read these 4 books first. Now, courses. As mentioned, I highly suggest you try the courses from the Interaction Design Foundation. If you are the Jon Snow, which means you know nothing about UX, if you are the Jon Snow in UX, then I suggest you to take 2 courses on International Design Foundation. The first one is the UX Experience, User Experience, the Beginner's Guide. Another course is Become a UX Designer from Scratch. So this is two beginners book, beginners courses, which means that you also can learn a lot from scratch and get some basic understanding or the principles for a UX designer. Yeah, and the course on Nielsen Norman Group is also the top level courses. I did not take their courses, but I read lots of articles on their website, which are really, really good. Yeah. And another resource, another course resource is my manager. He took the online course of design thinking from EDIO-U, which is also a great way to learn UX knowledge. Right, so just choose your courses, invest your time smartly to find out the structure of UX. It's your first step to build your UX roadmap. All right, and the other channels or the other methods to learn knowledge is podcasts and articles. And I don't want to go very deep about it. Listen to podcasts is a great way to learn knowledge. You can easily find how other designers talk things about UX in the real scenario, which is super helpful for beginners. And but in this part, as I mentioned, I don't want to go deep about the specific podcast I'm listening to yet, because I think that it would be necessary to talk in another post or another podcast. Yeah, and reading articles, of course, is another great way to gain knowledge about UX. And there are so many great articles about UX on Medium or other blogs. This is a two-sided thing. You know, you can learn a lot by reading articles. You might also feel lost in the ocean of information. Personally, I find the UX articles from IDF and Nielsen Norman Group are the best for me to learn. I'm not a big fan of Medium, but I do enjoy the articles reposted by other designers, because I can see, okay, what other designers cares about, and yeah, and read their recommendation. Right, this is the first part, knowledge. Now let's get to the second one, skills. Skills is the second part of your roadmap. So knowledge is kind of like a theoretical part of your UX roadmap. So it's all about theories. And skill is another part. Skill is the practical part. Skills for UXer is critical. After all, you are hired as a specialist to solve the practical problems, right? Which means the ability to use different tools or methods to do your job is very important. In this article written by Gerald Spool, the article's name is Assessing Your Team's UX Skills. So he shared 8 core UX skills that all UX designers need to have. So this article is quite interesting. It was published in 2007. Wow, even before the iPad was launched. So it's around 13 years ago. But I feel it's for 2020. It's still quite valuable for me. So here are the 8 core skills below. And you can check the article link for details. I will list all of the resources in this podcast show note. Right. So let's go it one by one. So the first core skill for UX designer, information architecture, which means IA. Okay, almost every design today involves organizing information, whether it's an online policies and procedures library, product information, or user generated videos. So this is the first part, information architecture. The second one, user research. As we create designs, we need to ensure they meet the needs of the user. So user research regarded to quantitative research or qualitative research. So you can do user interviews, And usability testing, yeah, general user interviews like that for the qualitative research, or you can do surveys to get quantitative research. Yep, this is very critical. The third one is visual design. So a lot of people think of designer should be make things pretty, right? But actually this is only work for graphic designer. So for UX designer, UX and UI designer, which means my job title is UX and UI designer, I also need to make it looks good. Okay, make it like a good design is having a strong visual appearance. Okay, that's it. So the fourth, information design. Presenting complex information for easy interpretation is key for a successful user interface. So how you organize the information for users, this is critical. Another one, fast iteration management. So it's about how the organizations are learning from their designs and iterate the design. And so far as I know, a lot of companies or a lot of working environment just use Agile as a framework, which means Agile is a good way to do fast iteration design, right? So the seventh, all right, copywriting. This is something really interesting. As a designer, sometimes we just use some copy examples or some fake copies to present what we think. And I do find it is critical in the real world. Like when I present some design, if I can make the copy right, easy, simple to understand, which means that's already save a lot of work for design, right? So copywriting, nobody likes user design whose on-screen text read like a 1950s army introduction manual, right? That's absolutely true. And the final one, editing. What not in design is as important as what included. So this is 8 things from an article published 30 years ago, but still works. So if we dig those skills deeper, we'll find many of them can be divided into smaller and specific skills. As I said, take user research, for example. It contains qualitative research such as user interviews, usability testing, and quantitative research such as survey or questionnaire. So after dividing them into small and learnable pieces, we can create our plan for improving the specific skills later. All right, so this is the second part, skills. Now let's move to the third part of UX roadmap, portfolio. So before I start my UX journey, I did some research about how to step my foot in the field as the very beginning, which means how can I find my first UX job? So many articles and tips set one thing in common. You need a portfolio with your case studies. I had many product design examples before I moved to New Zealand when I was in China, but I didn't be involved as a UX designer and in any project yet. So I just did some like visual part or interaction part, yeah, things like that. If you want to find a UX job, this is something you need to know. You need UX experience, but also you need UX experience to get a job. So sounds like a typical catch-22 problem. So if you don't have a experience, how could you find a job? But no one will give you a job if you don't have an experience. How about that? So my step one is to read a lot of UX case studies. After a lot of reading, I know the basic structure of a good UX case study. At first, I was easily attracted by the visual design of a case, and then I realized a UX case study is all about defining problems and use the proper design process to solve the problem step by step. The context, story, and the logic behind the design decision is much more important than visual. Yeah, this is my step one. Step two, I picked a few examples from my previous projects and started to write the case studies from a UX perspective. Yeah, I just rewrite them again, but as a UX designer's perspective. Those case studies were alright. I mean, for some projects, I'm really proud of the visual and interaction design. Some other projects got a great achievement, including Apple's After the Year Award, but I didn't have any project being involved as a UX designer. So I was the product designer, project manager for different projects, but not as a UX designer. So how about that? How can I build my portfolio with a real UX experience when I was designer, when I'm not a UX designer yet? I asked this question to some senior designers and find my answer. I can do a personal project and involved as a UX designer. So it will be my project. So I can go through all the design process from idea to high fidelity design. After that, I will have a project ready to go. Real experience that I would learn from the process. And a good case study is what I will get. Yeah, so this was my plan. So it came to my step three. I started my personal project from scratch, which is critical for me to start in my UX career successfully. You can find that story if you search case study of Lonely Coffee. Okay, Lonely Coffee is a project I was working on. And during a lot of UX role interviews, I just showed the hiring manager, this is the case I'm working on, and showed them what is my design process is, and how can I make my design decisions according to this example. And it's really good. It works really well. So yeah, this is portfolio. And I mean, after you creating your portfolio, make sure you walk it through with other designers, recruiters for feedback, especially other designers. Their feedback are critical. Okay, this is the third one, the final one, community. The final part of your UX roadmap is community. Finally, yeah. For some people, it means networking, but I really don't like that word. I prefer to use community instead. So, I don't know if you are, but many designers I know are introverts like me, and they may prefer to stay behind computer instead of having a real conversation with other people. But as a UX designer, if you're more comfortable to stay at home alone, I suggest you push yourself out of the comfort zone. Attend conferences, events, meetups, or other design activities. Go out to meet people, talk to your users, talk to your stakeholders and team members. It's not only good for your career, but also very helpful for your people skills. I mean, you can easily find local meetups via meetup.com, or some other design events are also a great way to reach out. Personally, I prefer to prepare a few questions or topics to discuss before attending, so I can interact with other people with the questions I want to know answers. For example, if I as a UX designer, I want to know what they are working with their team in an agile environment. So this could be something really interesting to discuss, right? And if there's not proper meetups, events, or groups that you can attend offline in your city, think about to start one or just attend online communities. And you can always reach out individual person for an informational interview to ask some questions. For me, I asked many designers in Auckland when I decided to start my UX career. And the people I asked all gave me at least half an hour to share their insights and experience with me, which is awesome. So I really appreciate those support. And when I was asked it, when I was asked to share some experience recently about UX, like also a junior designer reached out to me and asked if I can share some experience with her. Yeah, I was happy to do that. And yeah, that's the spirit of the community, right? Some people help you first and you help some people in return later. Okay, continue the spirit. So only one suggestion. If you would like to ask one-on-one catch up with other designers or attend a design activity, be sure to prepare some questions you are struggling. Be honest and get most of that catch up. All right. So yeah, this is the four part of my UX job searching strategy, which means the UX roadmap. So these four parts are related to each other, and each of them contains long-term and short-term goals. When you set the goal, of starting a UX career, you can create goals for each part to help you find a UX job. For me, as an intermediate designer on my journey to become a senior designer, I also need to improve this part by completing measurable and durable goals. For the long journey, nothing is more important than the roadmap, right? So yeah, I hope these things I shared can help your UX journey. If you have any questions or comments, you can easily find me via LinkedIn, and be sure to give me some comments on podcast. I really appreciate that. Right, and if you want to watch videos, recently I didn't post a lot of videos on YouTube, but you can also search Bear Talk and find me on YouTube. Right, thanks for listening, and hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you in another episode. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.